We'd like to welcome Michael Cleveland, a musical artist and amazing musician, to the program this morning. We saw you, Michael, at Krannert Center. How long ago was that? About a 2 months ago, something like that?
Yeah, it was back in the middle of November.
Yes.
Yeah, and we talked after the show, and you agreed to be on the show, but it was difficult for you to find the time, so I'm glad you finally did.
Oh
So,
man. Well, thanks so much for having me.
why don't we start out by you introducing yourself to the listeners?
All right. I'm Michael Cleveland, and I'm a fiddle player. I play bluegrass music primarily, play some other styles of music as well, but I'm mainly known as a bluegrass player and as a fiddle player. And I've been playing since I was 4 years old, so about 40 years. And I live in southern Indiana, just across the river from Louisville, Kentucky, so not too far from you all in Illinois.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I've been playing professionally since I graduated high school in 1999, and haven't looked back and wouldn't do anything else if I had the opportunity to go back. I've loved every minute of it.
Well, Michael, I'm interested in how you got started into bluegrass music.
All right. Well, so none of my family play music at all, but my grandparents, a few years before I was born, got into bluegrass music. And they would go to a, there was a show and a jam that happened in, I think, Borden, Indiana. And they would go to that. And I don't think it was bluegrass per se. I think it was just people showed up and played whatever, and I think that jam was about to stop happening, and there were people there that said, man, it'd be great to have a place where we could, still come and play and play bluegrass. And so my grandparents ended up starting a bluegrass show in Henryville, Indiana, which is a small town in southern Indiana where I was born. And they ended up having this bluegrass show at the American Legion Hall. And it happened every second and fourth Saturday of the month. And as a result of that, there were a couple of other shows that started in the surrounding areas. So my grandparents would have their thing the second and fourth Saturday of the month. Then later there was a show the third Saturday of the month in Scottsburg, Indiana. And then the first Saturday of the month in Madison. So there were all these bluegrass shows, and my grandparents, when they weren't putting on their show, they would go to the others. And they started taking me from what I was told from the time I was about 6 months old.
Wow.
And I love the music. And I always liked going to the shows, and I would listen to my grandparents had a big record collection, cassettes and 8-track tapes, and my favorite thing to do when I was a little kid was to go to my grandparents' house and get in front of their record player, and they had a record player that had a big speaker on each side of it. And I would flip one of those speakers over, and I'd lay down, I'd lay my head on the speaker and go to sleep listening to bluegrass. And
Wow.
so then when I was about 4 years old, at one of those bluegrass shows, I heard a fiddle player play Orange Blossom Special. And that, I don't remember much about being 4 years old, but I remember hearing that and just being captivated by it, and really just deciding that I wanted to play and wanted to learn how to play fiddle to play that song. And so I started school that year at the Kentucky School for the Blind, and they had a classical music program that taught the Suzuki method of violin and string instruments. My grandparents had talked to this great musician, Jeff Guernsey, who also lived in Henryville, Indiana, and just excellent musician and still one of my musical heroes to this day. Probably one of the best musicians I've ever been around. But they had talked to him about giving me some lessons, and which he tried to do, but with me being visually impaired, he did not know necessarily how to teach me as far as, to keep the bow in the right position and all that. So that was kind of a dilemma. And but when I started school, they had this music program, and so they got me into that. My parents did. And the music teacher asked me the first day, what is it about the violin? They say you want to learn how to play the violin. Why is that? What is it that you like about it? And I said, well, I don't know much about the violin, but I know a lot about the fiddle, and I want to learn how to play bluegrass, and I want to learn the Orange Blossom Special. And he said, well, that's going to be a while, and it was. But so I started just learning. It was pretty slow going for quite a while. It's probably a year or maybe even 2 years before I actually started making any progress. And then once I got to where I could play, a few simple versions of tunes, I was still going to the bluegrass shows on the weekends with my grandparents, so I would just take my fiddle around and annoy everybody, and they, but like there were so many of good players around this area that would take the time to show me things here or there, and just listening to music. I don't know that I really had lessons per se, but man, just being around those people every weekend and getting the opportunity to play and learn from some really good musicians, that was a great start for sure.
So early on, you probably spent, I don't know, 8 hours a day playing the fiddle. And,
It kind of varies. A lot of people have asked me that, how long should you practice? And a lot of parents ask me that, their kid, how long should I make my kid practice every day, or how long should you practice every day? And I don't think I was really that good of a practicer, to tell you the truth, because I never did. Now, I would play every day, and or sometimes I would play constantly. I would play, like, I don't know if it was 8 hours, but I would play hours one day and then maybe go a day or two without playing. And then, if I was working on something, then I would play nonstop until I got it, but I don't know that I ever really did develop a great practice routine, and it's something that I'm kind of I wish I had. And I got some things that I do to warm up or whatever, but like I never had a set regimen, I guess you could say.
Well, I think whatever you did seems to have worked out pretty well for you. And I wouldn't have too many regrets about it being the virtuoso that you are on a fiddle.
Well, I appreciate it. I've talked to a couple of people about it. And yeah, I mean, I guess different people do it different ways. But even though I didn't necessarily practice every day, if I really got into something or was working on something, it would be nonstop or, for however long it took.
But I don't want to, I want to do ask you about your new album with Jason. You want to talk a little bit about that? Because that's just be that has just been released, correct?
Well, it's getting ready to come out. It's going to be we've released a few singles and the album's going to come out March 14th.
And so talk about the album.
Okay, well, Jason Carter is a really close friend of mine and another fiddle player, and we have talked for years about doing an album together. Because we play similarly. Jason plays fiddle in one of the best bands in bluegrass music, a highly regarded band called the Del McCurry Band.
Yeah,
And
of course. We have seen them.
so Del McCurry Band, and he's also a part of the Traveling McCurries, which is a band Dell's sons and pretty much everybody else in the band other than Dell, with the addition of Cody Kilby on guitar. But Jason and I have been friends for many years, like I said, and we kind of play the same style. We kind of approach fiddle playing in the same way. You could say Jason was kind of an influence on me because he's a little older than I am, and when he started playing with the Del McCurry Band, that was about the time I was 13, 14 years old, and I would see, I played a show with a band where we opened for Del, and that was the first time I'd heard the band, and I just became a huge Del McCurry fan, and to this day, they're my favorite bluegrass band to go see live. And Jason always played fiddle the way I wanted to play. So he and I listened to a lot of the same people and have a lot of the same influences in fiddle playing. And it got to where we always knew each other and we run into each other at festivals and stuff, and it seemed like we got a little closer around 15 years ago or something like that. It seemed like we would see each other more often. We'd be playing more of the same festivals, and he knew that I really liked Dell and the band, and he would say, you ought to get up and play some with us, and we'll play some twin fiddles. And so I would do that, and we would never have the opportunity to rehearse before. And so it would just be on spur of the moment thing, and I would get up there and we would play this stuff, and it just worked. It's hard to get, like most of the time you'll be in a jam, or if you're playing, at the end of a bluegrass festival and there's a bunch of people on stage, and there's a few fiddle players, somebody will yell out, twin fiddles, take a solo, twin fiddles, and it's somebody you've never played with before, and it's usually a mess, or it usually is okay. It works out, but it's not. It's like playing harmony on instruments or fiddles. It's just like working out vocal harmony, to really get it to where it sounds great. You have to sit down and rehearse that stuff. You have to rehearse. If you're singing harmony, you gotta rehearse saying your words the same way, and holding your notes out the same amount of time, and all this, your phrasing, getting your phrasing to match up. And it's the same way with playing fiddles, playing twin fiddles. And so to actually have it work out without rehearsal is not a normal thing. And it was just great. And I told him one time, I said, man, wouldn't it be, can you imagine what we could do if we actually had the opportunity to sit down and work some of this stuff out?